Singapore Twitter, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ed Cerna. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for any coming hurricane approaches. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
It's a single family home.
Single family, thank you. Okay. And do you own or rent? Do you own the house?
Why does that make any difference?
It's just a question on the survey, man. If you own it or you rent it.
I own it.
Don't make it. Okay, thank you. And please tell me, what year was the home built?
Pardon?
What year was it built? The home.
Oh, about 20 years ago.
Okay, so what is that? Are we talking 2000? Around 2000, right? Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of Florida? Since
1991. So what's that, like 30 years?
Pretty long, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, 3 hurricane, 4 hurricane, 5 hurricane. Have you had that experience in your home?
I've been in the house through all of them.
Wow, no kidding. And do you remember the name of the last one that happened in the year? You don't remember the name?
No. Okay, well, it was last year, I think, but
Do you remember the name?
I don't remember the name, no.
No. Okay, so we're just going to put, if you went to, you probably went to Andrew, too, so that was in 2021. I got to write something down there. Okay, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
We feel very comfortable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? I have a list, but they don't want me to read the options, so how would you prepare if a serious hurricane threatened you? You know, maybe by leaving, you know, barricade, put something in a shot, something like that. How would you prepare?
We just keep a steady volume of food in the house and water and feel safe in the house.
Okay, so you feel like, can I record this? I will not make any preparation. My home is already prepared?
No. No.
No. How about put up hurricane shutters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate?
I've got hurricane windows, glass
okay.
in my windows.
So you would just buy the supplies and equipment, right,
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. When will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Maybe 24 hours.
Okay. 24 hours, okay. 24 hours. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
I feel very confident that we're safe in the house.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp. Which one?
Just television and radio.
Okay. How about friends and family? I need one more. How about friends and family?
But what?
Friends and family? Would that be a source of information?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
I think we're pretty good.
Okay,
about four or five.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? I'm going to read you a list: the cost of insurance, the loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials. Or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of it's affected.
Okay. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Located where?
In a flood or evacuation zone.
That's what kind of zone?
Evacuation or flood?
Evacuation.
Is your home located in any zone? No? Neither flood or... Okay, thank you. When will you evacuate if the hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, within 36 hours?
We never have.
So you're probably... how about if an emergency management official order you to evacuate? What will you do it then?
I don't know.
If it happens?
We would have to decide among us what to do. I don't know.
Okay. So probably never. Is that okay to record? Probably never?
I'm having a problem understanding what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Probably never. I mean, you said that even okay.
Never.
No problem. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I'd probably go to a friend's house.
Okay.
The houses are pretty safe around here.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in the household? How many cars or vehicles?
Cars?
Yeah, vehicles. So any kind of vehicle, a motorcycle, an automobile.
Maybe three.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain that I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain that
my daughter handles all my affairs.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat?
I think it's gone up, but I don't handle any of that.
Yeah, it has gone up. But you don't know about that?
The what?
You don't know how much it has increased, has it remained the same, has decreased or increased somewhat or increased significantly?
I don't have any idea of the financial arrangements.
Okay, so 1 to 3 years, you don't know, 3 to 5 years, so because it's your daughter that does that, right? So you have no idea. Thank you. Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't know. I don't handle any of that.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? A federal government, a state government, a local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay, I mean, but what do you think, your opinion? Who do you think should be involved? What level of government? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't have any idea. I don't know anything about it.
I would have
to read up on that first.
So you don't think that the government should not be involved? And can I recall that then?
No, I wouldn't say that. Not unless I read about it and decide for myself.
I need an answer, though. I can't continue unless I got an answer. I got to fill this out.
I can't sit on this phone all night. But I've been going along with you, and I'm finished. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.